you're listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Productions, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Your host, Jeff Fish, is a Christian social media influencer, the author of 30 Days of Patience, and a passionate teacher of God's Word. After years of feeling spiritually asleep, Jeff experienced a powerful awakening that transformed his faith and revealed his calling to share the gospel and equip others to walk fully in God's light. This week, Jeff explores the theme of mercy, an aspect of God's character that is deeply comforting and transformative. Today, we'll reflect on what it means to understand and receive God's mercy, which meets us in our weakness and offers hope and renewal. Our key verse today is Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Welcome back, everyone, to Awaken to Deliver. This week, we are diving into the theme of mercy. This is an aspect of God's character that is deeply comforting and transformative. Mercy is God's compassionate response to our weakness and need. It's a kindness we don't deserve, but that he freely gives, meeting us in our brokenness and offering us hope. Our key verse today is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 through 23. And it reminds us that because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. This verse highlights the enduring and unfailing nature of God's mercy, which renews daily and never runs out. Today, we are going to explore what it means to understand and receive God's mercy in our lives. So let's get started. Mercy is God's kindness and compassion extended to us, even when we deserve judgment. The Bible uses terms like compassion and pity to describe mercy, emphasizing God's tender-hearted response to our weakness. The Hebrew word for mercy, chesed, conveys a deep and loyal love, a love that remains steadfast even when we fall short. This means that mercy isn't something we earn. It's a gift that flows from God's loving heart toward us. God's mercy is also closely tied to his patience. In his mercy, he withholds punishment and offers us opportunities to turn to him. Psalm chapter 103, verse 10 and through 11 says, "He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him." This mercy holds back what we rightly deserve and extends grace instead. Reflect on this in your own life. Have you ever experienced moments where you felt undeserving of God's compassion, but received it anyway? Recognizing God's mercy helps us understand his heart and invites us to respond with gratitude and humility. The Bible is filled with examples of God's mercy towards his people. From the Old Testament to the New, we see a God who continually extends mercy, even when his people rebel or fail. One of the clearest examples is in the story of the Israelites. Despite their repeated disobedience and idolatry, God continually showed them mercy, guiding them, providing for them, and calling them back to himself. In the New Testament, Jesus embodies the mercy of God. His ministry was marked by acts of compassion toward the lost, the broken, and the marginalized. He healed the sick, forgave sinners, and showed mercy to those whom society rejected. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 13, Jesus said, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice." This statement reveals that God values compassion and kindness over mere ritual or religious duty. Reflect on these examples from Scripture. How does God's mercy towards others encourage you to trust in his mercy in your own life? Understanding that God's mercy has been consistent throughout history reassures us that his mercy is available to us today. To truly understand mercy, we must first recognize our own need for it. The reality is that we fall short of God's holiness, and without his mercy, we would be separated from him. Admitting our need and our failures opens the door for us to receive the fullness of his mercy. This isn't about wallowing in guilt or shame. It's about acknowledging our human limitations and turning to God for forgiveness and healing. Receiving God's mercy means accepting his forgiveness and letting go of self-condemnation. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 reminds us there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. God's mercy covers our sins, wipes away our guilt, and gives us a fresh start. It's a mercy that brings us peace and allows us to move forward with confidence in his love. If you find it hard to accept God's mercy, consider what might be holding you back. Are there areas of guilt or shame that you are struggling to let go of? Mercy invites us to release those burdens, trusting that God has forgiven and redeemed us through Christ. God's mercy is a profound gift, one that meets us in our weakness and offers us hope and renewal. And as we journey through this week, let's open our hearts to fully receive his mercy, allowing it to transform our lives and deepen our relationships with God. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected with Awaken to Deliver, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. If this podcast blesses you, we encourage you to leave a rating and review. Your feedback not only helps the podcast grow, but also makes it easier for others to discover this message of faith and inspiration. For more content, follow Jeff Fish on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at Fish Talk for Jesus. You can also visit the Linktree on the podcast website for easy access to all his social platforms and to check out his book, 30 Days of Patience. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If this podcast or Jeff's content has blessed you and you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a donation through the links provided in the Linktree. Your support helps to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for another episode as we continue diving into God's Word together.